Dr. Mike Crivetti from Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, podcast number 21. And ladies and gentlemen, we have another rookie in the house on podcasts, Mr. Mike Rose, my boss here at Crivetti Orthopedics. all kidding aside, Mike joins us for his first podcast, and certainly his first podcast at Crivetti Orthopedics. He's been with us a couple of months. And what's up, Mike?
Hey, pleasure being here. Thanks for the invite. First podcast, uncut, unprepped. So let's do it.
We usually start these with, where are you from, right? So Dr. Rogers was from here in Vegas. Everybody's from all over. But surprisingly, you just said you're from Houston, which is where my wife is from. Tell us about Houston. How'd you end up in Houston?
Yeah, great place to grow up. My dad got a job right out of college there and never left. They're both from the West Coast and went to the South. Great diversity, great art, great culture, museums, and for me, great basketball, which is one of my loves growing up, playing basketball. So
you play basketball?
Yeah.
I think I read about that somewhere.
I know.
But I think he did a little more than play basketball. He went over to BYU, and my understanding is you could jump out of the building. I don't know how much of that is true. So pat yourself real quick on the back. Okay, that's enough.
Enough. There you go.
But I can tell you, since Mike joined us, and let me tell you the capacities then, he came in to help me run this show. As you all know, we've been in Henderson for 25 years. We opened an office in Queensridge, which is just adjacent to Summerlin. The one in Henderson's 40,000 square feet, has our office, surgery center, recovery suites. The one in Queensridge, office, surgery center, recovery suites, physical therapy, imaging, 70,000 square feet. I almost went crazy. Mike came in on a white horse, and he rode in to save the day. And he's functioning as our chief operating officer, but I don't even sure that describes what you do. We had so much fun trying to figure out what to call him because I don't do titles, right? I don't even know what my title is. But we had fun. We came up with some good ones. What did we come up with?
Yeah, I mean, it's been just great coming in. It's amazing how Dr. Crivetti's been able to run this for so many years, but with the growth recently, it was just the right time to come in and help expand this thing. I was kind of in more of a maintenance job, a great organization here in town, but this just excited me, the opportunity to do something special with you and help grow and shape it the way that we want. So it was just the perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. You were leaving another job and coming over here, and I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I've gone down this route two or three times before, and I thought, what am I going to do, and how am I going to explain to you what I'm doing today? So I sat down, and I wrote this and typed out this outline, and my wife's looking over my shoulder the whole time. She's going, he hasn't even started yet. You're going to scare him away. When I got to page 5, she said, stop typing. Okay, page 5. Like, let's start there with a page 5. And, it's amazing. I handed it to you. What'd you think when I gave you? This is what I do every day.
I thought it was amazing. I mean, something people ask about how the new job is going. It's something I enjoy sort of explaining to people is how you know each of the employees personally. You know their families. You know their situation, their strengths, their weaknesses, their personality. And so to come into a role and already understand interpersonal dynamics, people's strengths and weaknesses, what makes them tick and what makes them go. Like, that was very helpful context and getting off to a successful start. I feel like I came in and I kind of knew the people's buttons to push and how to make them go. And so to have a doctor write something like that as detailed about what people's motivators are, that was pretty cool. And then, obviously all the boring stuff like finances, organizational structure, that was helpful too. But I really... that stood out to me, how you know the people and you care about them personally.
And when I told you, well, the people here, this is how they're going to act. And this is how they're going to act. Now, if these two people get in an argument, you just sit back. You don't get involved, okay? You just wait for it to fix itself. Now, you got to look over here. Now, this person has 3 children. They're all under the age of 5, which is no stranger to you. And we'll get to your kids. But sometimes they're a little cranky. Okay, so when you come in, and then of course we had the Christmas party, right? So we, last year's Christmas party, last couple of years, we've had 60 people there. This year we had 200, expanding from 30 employees to 107. I wrote out 107 Christmas cards this year. I thought, what? I had to go back to the store and get more Christmas cards because I didn't realize we had that many people working here. So, but isn't it fun when you do know them and you enjoy the husband, wife, significant other, you learn about their children, and because that's what makes us all human, exactly. Right? This whole thing is medical, and every day we have medical. But let me tell you, what makes it human is the people. And I think you've had fun with them. I think they adore you. So I'm sure you're doing something right. I have to go around behind you, making sure they don't like you more than me. So I got to look after my house here. You know what I mean?
It's been funny getting to know the employees, and I think about that initial 5 pages you wrote, and you see those personalities come out, and kind of how spot on it was. I could tell you spent a few years with these people, you know. But that's what makes the work worth it. We all come, we put our heart, we put our soul into this, and to care about the people and feel like you're better in their lives and creating opportunities for them to. I mean, that's what it's all about, and that makes it special and makes it worth it. And I love that that's been your approach to building this company the right way.
Listen, we all have our favorite parts, and our the parts we're just dreading in the morning, right? We have this saying at my house, as I'm getting ready in the morning, what's it going to be today, right? And you and I are starting to get that, you know, right? Absent of us being married, we're starting to get, like, what's it going to be?
Work-wise.
What's it going to be today, right? Because there's always something. And when you call, we talk in the morning, and we talk at night, and we go over the events of the day, and we missed yesterday morning talking, and you're like, geez, I kind of missed talking to you yesterday. What happened? And that's how you know nothing happened. Right? Then we talk 3 times a day. I'm like, are you sure nothing happened today? But anyway, it's so exciting for me to have you somebody getting things done without even asking them. You already have them done, like it's intuitive inside you. I don't know how you know. What am I? How do you know I was going to ask tomorrow? Is my wife sharing my phone with you? But somehow you see. You remember that show with Clint Eastwood, Heartbreak Hill, or what it was, where and every morning he showed up in a different T-shirt, and then and then one morning they all showed up in the same T-shirt. Do you remember that? Because they finally found the person who put out the T-shirts in the morning. It's like my wife sending you my notes in the morning because you seem to have it all done. What's your favorite part? And then I want to know your least favorite part, because this is it. This is your 90-day review. Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't remember a job where I've had as much fun tackling challenges as this job. I mean, the challenges in every role are unique, but I think something about our dynamic together, something about the people, the culture, it really makes it satisfying to check things off the list, to tackle challenges. And so I think that's been fun, is just attacking those things together. And I think also the expectations when you walk in on day one are very clear here. There's a high standard. And so that was, I think, my favorite thing, because I hold myself to high standard, people around me as well. And so when that's coming from the top, kind of CEO, founder of the company, it just makes it easier, and kind of that culture trickles down. So that's been the favorite thing. My least favorite thing, you know, it's just tough. We're not able to work Saturday, Sundays, you know. Not being able to do this 7 days a week, that's probably, you got to figure out something to do on those days. But other than that, fortunately, this weekend we were able to spend some time with a recruit. So that was good, too.
Well, but since you brought that up, why aren't you here Saturday? What are you doing besides chasing around an army of children?
I'll change that immediately. Alexa, please note Saturday, Sunday office. So. Yeah, but no, it's been no complaints so far.
And chasing around those kids, I mean, that's got to keep you busy. I love when I call at 6 o'clock and I try to catch you before you walk in the door. Because when you walk in the door sometimes, I hear it. I go, you know what? Let's talk later. Because right? You can tell he's yelling. Kids are yelling. You look, it's honestly, you know, I love the kids. So I think it's great. So I never want to bother you when you're with them. But you spend a lot of time there. You being a hooper. A BYU hooper, can you believe that? You literally playing D1 college basketball at BYU. Like, I don't know if I've ever met anybody with such prestige.
It's crazy. I mean, it feels like an out-of-body experience now. I'm so old. Like, I look at those guys playing, and I'm like, I can't believe that I got to have those experiences. And with the NCAA tournament approaching, got a chance to be part of two of those, and it's just really special to be part of a team. And that's kind of what we're trying to create in our various entities and your businesses, right? Is those special teams that, that come together and have that alignment. So I kind of draw on that.
Is it because they tend to put the ball through the net more now than they did back when you played?
There's not a lot of defense. You know, I wasn't necessarily known for my defense either, I'll be honest. But the defense now, especially in the NBA, these games in the 130s, you're like, is anybody playing any defense?
Is anybody playing defense?
I feel like my grandpa on the couch, like, kids these days, you know, nobody plays defense.
Well, you're still playing hoop. You're still playing, a couple of days a week, playing early. But, yeah, you got to stay in it, right? You know, I'm going to get you into pickleball. I'm going to get you into all the things we do around here.
Worried about pickleball. Yeah, this is I heard he's pretty good at pickleball. So, but you know, all of us can take a good humble pie every now and again, and it's probably healthy.
Yeah, you'll probably get one here soon. tell me, listen, we're going forward. We're going to end this podcast, but tell me a couple of things you want to see happen the next year, 2 years of your career, because you're certainly not going anywhere from Crimini Ortho.
Yeah, I mean, I think the model in Henderson was so successful, and having an opportunity to bring it to the west side of town, it's interesting how Summerlin and Henderson kind of function so distinctly. So being able to just grow the model here, getting the right people in the practice, building on, I don't think it's certainly not a recreating the wheel. It's just kind of building on what's so special about this practice. And as you kind of, you walk through the surgery center, recovery center, you feel responsible to get as many patients as possible that experience, because that's where, if my grandma, my mom's having a joint replacement or other surgery done, this is where I want them to come. And so you feel that motivation to just get as many people that opportunity as possible. So I think it's continuing to grow the model, get the right people in here to help us do it, and rock and roll. Let's
and
go.
Same on the medical side, giving people the experience that we created here, and taking them through their joint replacement, their overnight stay, like creating the experience, right? You're helping me really create this orthopedic experience. They're not medical conditions, right? They're experiences that I think, you know, we can make better. And, you know, I think we keep people safe, we make them comfortable, and we give them the confidence to go forward. But let me tell you what I'm so excited about, right? I am no longer not the only person that works for my wife, Karen. You now officially in your role work for Karen just like I do.
Yeah,
so that'll be the most fun of all, because although she's a tyrant, she's pretty darn cute. So thanks, Mike. Great podcast for number one, and look forward to next time.
Let's do it again soon. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.